You're listening to the WGXC News for Sunday, June 7th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Lainey Salisbury in the Watershed Post writes a long story about the impact of emerald ash borer, about the impact of the emerald ash borer insect and how it is killing thousands of trees and impacting the budgets of homeowners and state agencies. Quote, any ash tree that is untreated will die from emerald ash borer at some point in the time, unquote, said Cornell University forest entomologist Mark Whitmore. Quote, the emerald ash borer can't be eradicated, unquote, DEC regional forester Jeff Weigart said at a May 27th meeting at the Ulster County Emerald Ash Borer Task Force. Quote, we can only try to slow the spread, unquote. Towns in the area are already spending thousands removing dead trees and treating live ones to hold off the bugs temporarily. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Chris Bragg in Capital Confidential reports that union official and former AAA minor league umpire Sean Francis of Wilton will challenge Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione of Half Moon in her district that covers part of northern Columbia County and Rensselaer County. Marchione, a former Saratoga County clerk, won the seat in 2012 by defeating State Senator Roy McDonald in a Republican primary following McDonald's vote in favor of same-sex marriage. The Democrat said, quote, Roy McDonald was everything you could hope for in a state senator, a Republican moderate and middle of the road. He's someone who respected labor and also knew how to make the economy work for business as well, unquote, Francis said. Quote, I'm very distressed that our current state senator took a vote Roy McDonald made for equality, a vote widely respected across New York, and used it for a political opportunity, unquote. Marchione's spokesperson, Josh Fitzpatrick, responded, saying the senator was working diligently at, quote, delivering real tax relief, making New York more affordable and our economy more competitive, securing record funding for schools and providing a better quality of life for everyone, unquote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Today is Sunday, June 7th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 73. Sunday night, scattered showers are possible after 2 a.m. with a low around 54. Monday, those scattered showers will continue through the day and night, possibly sometimes thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high near 65 and a low around 56. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers with a high near 77. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.